All right, it is 1 o'clock sharp and we are getting started. I'll let you know today's webinar is going to be pretty informal and most of these will be. There are a lot of things happening and things happening fast. I'm gonna talk about that right at the very beginning, but I'll tell you today's is going to be pretty short. There are two major changes that have all happened in the last 24 hours that, in my opinion, have changed everything, and we haven't really had time to dig deep into it and respond to it. So I'm gonna cover those two things, and then I'm just gonna go to questions. Depending on how many questions we have today, this may be short. My guess is we'll be less than an hour today. But what I want you to do is start lining up your questions right now, and here's how we do that. Look around somewhere. If you're on a phone, your laptop, whatever, there should be a Q&A button somewhere. Click on that Q&A. You are going to type in your question and I am going to respond to it here in audio. And it really allows us to get through a lot more questions in a shorter amount of time instead of all the long stories in the back like we do on the radio show, which is fine. But here, type it in, I'll cover it. If I need some follow-up information from you, I'll just ask and you can retype it in that same window and we will get to the questions. So go ahead and start lining them up and I'm just gonna jump right into this. Our overall theme for all of this, actually it's our theme for life really. This shouldn't be any different any other time, but now is a good time to really keep beating this into your head, all of us, focus on what you can control. It is so easy right now to be ripped in 20 different directions with everything going on. It creates stress, it creates anxiety. That's not good for our health, it's not good for our decision making. I know it's not easy. And it's not even easy for me. I have to keep reminding myself about this. Focus on what you can control. I will do my best to go out and gather up all the other data and try to summarize it in a way that it's useful to us. But our main goal, focus on what you can control and focus in these three areas on what you can control. This is what I look at every day. Better turn off my police scanner. I look at these three areas as the major things we need to be paying attention to. These are being heavily affected by everything that's going on in the world right now. I'm looking at health, business, and personal finance. And you have some things you can control in all of those areas. Health, probably the most, really. But there's still lots we can do around business and personal finance. Right now, I have more practical advice about health. That hasn't changed much. All the things we always do, they're all still available to you, and you should be doing them. Eating good, clean, nutrient-dense keto, paleo, whatever elimination diet you might have to be on, if it's carnivore, AIP, being more strict than ever right now. And then adding in also those other areas we talk about in health. Last week, I did a lot on meditation. I've been meditating more, and honestly, I don't know why I ever get away from it, because when I do it, I feel better, I think better, everything just works better. It really is amazing how powerful it is. So I highly encourage you, if you haven't started meditating yet, get started. There are tons of apps you can get. Just go to your app store and look up meditation or guided meditation. And last week I talked about the Muse, M-U-E device, which I absolutely love. It's not cheap, so you're going to have to invest a little money if you want to go that way. But if you can afford it, I think it's really worth it. Nothing has taught me more about how to meditate properly than that device. Business and personal finance. I wish I had advice. I don't yet, other than the usual stuff. I always talk about know your numbers, those kind of things. But to give you real clear steps on what we should be doing. I don't think we have enough information yet. So we'll keep digging on that though. Personal finance, the same thing. You know, right now, my best advice is be very, very conservative with your money. Sacrifice wherever you can, save as much as you possibly can, and let's wait this out till we get better information and a more clear path. And here's what changed yesterday. In a way, this will start to give us some direction. It probably brings up more questions than it answers, but it feels like we now have some direction, and I think we should start seeing some patterns that will allow us to put some plans together and make some plans and move forward. And the two things that happened, both of them happened after I got off the air yesterday. Trump really laid out the guidelines. I finally got to see him in writing on how he thinks the country should be reopened and the economy. He's leaving it up to the governors, which is the way it should be, but he's putting in guidelines. I'm okay with that. And I think they actually did a pretty good job on these guidelines. So you could argue them back and forth all day long, but it's a step in the right direction, and we'll start to get feedback and we'll tweak, I'm sure, and we'll start to see how this is going to work, because we never shut down the economy like this ever. We have no idea what's going to happen when we attempt to get it restarted. And we're restarting in different ways in different states and different areas. That's going to create some issues as well. But I think it's a really good move, and I think it's going to start making things a little more clear. Now, the next event that also broke really in the last 24 hours, I've been watching this for actually a little over a month. One of the news shows that I watch at night that I actually like, it's the last show I watch at night, I watch the rerun of Tucker Carlson. He started talking about this almost a month ago, I think. And I didn't bring it up then because there wasn't a lot of corroborating evidence yet. And about 72 hours ago, it came up again with a lot more evidence this time. Enough evidence that we can't say it's true, but it absolutely needs to be investigated heavily. And we've got to get to the bottom of this. That is the possibility that this virus may have escaped from a lab in Wuhan. And the way it looks like this might have happened, we know the lab exists. We actually do fund that lab. We know that they work on coronaviruses in that lab. It is a level four, the highest level of lab in the world. And there aren't that many of them. China only has one. And that lab is in Wuhan, very close to the wet market. What we think happened now, one of the doctors, it was a female doctor, was infected in the lab and managed to get out of the lab and started infecting other people. When the Chinese government figured it out, it looks like they quarantined Wuhan, which we know they did. And we talked about that from day one. I said they were quarantining a city of 11 million people. It's never happened before. Something strange is going on. That was long before this was big news on the media. And China came up with the story. It happened in the wet market and everybody ran with that. Well, it turns out there's pretty clear evidence. The type of bat that carries this COVID virus was nowhere near that wet market. They didn't exist in that wet market. Nobody sold them in that market. Nobody bought them in that market. So that story starts to fall apart. And the bats are in the lab there in Wuhan. That's clearly not enough evidence to say, but there's a lot more than that. So China used the story, allegedly, that it was a wet market thing. But here's what's worse. China quarantined the people in Wuhan and would not let them travel to anywhere else in China, but they continued to leave their airport open and allowed them to travel around the rest of the world. That seems to me like it could only be intentional. If you know this is bad enough, you need to lock down 11 million people. You won't let them travel in your country, but you let them travel around the world. That can't be an oversight. Why they might do that, there aren't any good answers to that. But this is a game changer, and we really need to get to the bottom of this. And I think we will. I think the whole world is going to start looking at this and saying, what the hell happened? If this truly, had it been just a lab accident, you know, we would expect maybe some reparations from China, because this is going to get very expensive. But if it were a lab accident that then was intentionally covered up and allowed to spread around the world, that's a whole nother game. And I can't even imagine what could come out of that. China may now be the largest economy in the world because they've crashed ours. And China doesn't play well with others. They never have. China has a very, very, very long-term timeline. When you think of how long our country has existed, just over 200 years, China puts plans in place for 1,000 years in the future. You go way, way back. China has been a world powerhouse forever. All the dynasties, the Chinese dynasties, they are very, very patient, and they take a very long approach to this kind of stuff, and they want to be the dominant power in the world. I can't imagine they would go to these kind of lengths. It sounds like, you know, tinfoil hat stuff, but something major went on. We need to get to the bottom of it. And that will change a lot of things we're talking about right now. So two major changes in 24 hours. We need some time to kind of absorb this. I've been taking time off from news on the weekend, kind of doubt that I'm going to stay completely away from it this weekend. I'll probably limit my time and make sure I get plenty of time out in the garden and with the family. But I think I need to try to stay up on top of these two events, because there's a lot happening. So really, that's all I've got, because so much have changed. I don't have anything else solid for anybody right now, except all the things I've already said. I imagine I'll have new advice coming this week, I hope. And I hope real soon we'll be able to start putting some pretty solid plans in place to help people with health, business, and money. So with that, I'm just going to start getting to the questions, and we'll just knock those out. I don't have a whole lot here, so if you want to jump in and get your question in, go ahead and do it, because when I run out of questions, we're going to wrap this up for today. So jump in if you want. I am going to get to the questions. Let me ask the team something here real quick. Let me look. Hey, Michael, I see you are online. Unmute yourself for me, please.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I already asked him about the first question.
Okay, that's what I needed, because
yeah, and it's also the fourth question. I told him that you would address it as well, but he is working directly with the gal, Breezy.
Perfect. And that's what I wanted, because that kind of specific information I don't really want to get into like this. I'll tell everybody what the question is, and then Michael's going to handle it directly with them, which is excellent. The question was, on our immune defense kit and our immune defense products, can I take them if I'm pregnant? We're very, very careful about that. And we don't just put out blanket statements. So some supplements are absolutely safe when you're pregnant, but many aren't. And we take that seriously. So we're going to let Michael deal directly with that question. So thank you, the whole team, for that. let's go to John. I heard we can access our 401k without fees or penalty. What I've read is that it must be COVID-19 related. Is that true? Yes and no. And the reason I say that, the rules they've put in place right now are pretty loose. To me, everything that's happening in the world is COVID-19 related. So I'm not going to worry too much. And here's the good news. The way they are setting this up, again, I don't often give the government as many kudos as I've been lately, but I like the way they did this again. You can access your 401k. You can take money out of it. We don't have to set it up as a loan the way you can do in some 401ks. You just go ahead and take the money out. We claim it's COVID-19 related, because everything is, in my opinion. You can just keep the money forever if you want. If it's a regular IRA, you'll pay the tax on it, and that's okay. That's not a big deal. You won't pay any penalties. That's the big deal. That's the huge deal. You can now get money back out of your retirement accounts early with no penalties, no matter what age you are. Here's the beauty of it. You also are allowed, and I don't remember all the details, timelines, and those kind of things, you're also allowed to put it back afterwards. If we determine you don't need it, or you spend it and we can earn enough, you get to put it back. And that's a big deal, because sometimes we have limitations on how much we can put in every year. So this will go above and beyond how much you can put in each year. You'll be allowed to refund your account with that money. So of course, it's the IRS, it's retirement accounts. There's a lot of details and rules in there, but I've read through them all and I like them a lot. So yes, you can, and I think it's awesome. Yeah, it's got to be COVID-19 related. I wouldn't sweat those kind of rules right now, really. From Mike, thank you for doing what you do. I'm finding it hard to stay positive with all of the bad news. I'm usually very optimistic, but this crisis is pushing me down. How do you cope and stay positive? Mike, that is an awesome question. I am feeling it, and I'm like the Mary Poppins of trucking. I like to be positive and upbeat, and that's just my nature anyway. And this one is beating me down. Ask Lisa. I don't think she's ever seen me like this sometimes. I will tell you, one of the most powerful things I have done is meditation. And I know a lot of people are just weird about it, confused about it, whatever. So that's a big one for me. It's powerful. The other thing I would recommend is immerse yourself in positive material. Good audiobooks, if you can find good blogs that aren't necessarily talking about, you know, death and destruction and viruses right now. And if you have to, go back to people's old material. Because almost everybody that's putting anything out right now, it's all colored by the coronavirus. Because like I said, everything is COVID-19 now. But go back to older podcasts from people. You know, there are tons of authors that do podcasts, good upbeat, positive books and audiobooks, and good, positive, upbeat TV. It's so easy to go pick what we want to watch on TV now. So get away from it as much as you can. I don't think we should ignore it completely. I think everybody should probably be watching a little bit of news and staying informed, or having somebody else watch it and kind of update you. But schedule time so it doesn't become all day long. I have a pretty set schedule for news for me right now. Watching news, I read news all day long. Watching news, I have a pretty set schedule. I watch basically about a half hour of local news at 5. I watch World News Tonight at 5:30. I think it's the best wrap-up on what's going on. And I watch the rerun of Tucker Carlson, which for me is 9 o'clock at night. And that's my day of news. And, of course, my reading and that kind of stuff. So if you're going to watch news, schedule it and don't get overwhelmed by it. Meditation is awesome. And just load yourself up with good, positive material as much as possible. Also, I got to say, classical music. And I'm just, I just really like Yanni a lot. I mean, that's music I can put on in the background. It's relaxing to me. So good, relaxing music, the spa channel on Sirius XM, that kind of stuff. Let's go to a question from the Kiefer family. I've been dealing with a sugar addiction. It's a constant struggle. Do you have any tips or suggestions to help me get it under control? Yeah, lots of them. This is a true addiction. That's scientific. Sugar and carbohydrates, which are really the same thing, light up the same parts of our brain as cocaine, and we get some of the same response mechanisms in our brain and the reward signals. So this is a real thing. And you can treat it like almost any other addiction. Some people do well by quitting cold turkey. Others need to wean themselves off. You know, the thing is, you're probably never, ever going to avoid sugar and carbohydrates 100% for the rest of your life. We just want to eat better forms of those carbohydrates, vegetables, a little bit of fruit here and there. When you're trying to break the addiction, I would stay away from those kind of things as much as possible. You can use any of the techniques I just talked about. Meditation is good for this as well. Eating really good, clean fats and good, clean foods to fuel our body and getting through that flu, possibly keto flu kind of thing as your body is weaning off of sugar. The more good, clean fuel you give it, the easier that's going to go. There are some plenty of supplements that can help with this. Those are big picture general kind of answers, and I'm sure you're looking for really more specific help. I would highly recommend doing a one-on-one. Michael will walk you right through this. We are expanding our one-on-ones right now, and he'd be able to really give you clear step-by-step instructions that I can't do in a format like this. Let's see. All right. From Marsha, I bought the immune kit with vitamin D, K in it. Am I supposed to take the other two products with it now? Yes. The immune support kit, you take all of those now. The advanced immune kit, you take when you believe you've been exposed to the virus or you have symptoms. Let's go to a question from Steve. My triple P has been accepted, but no funds given yet. In the back of my mind, I'm contemplating filing for unemployment. I do have employees, including myself. It goes against everything I believe in, but I'm not sure how long I can stay afloat. Any thoughts on the unemployment? My only thought right now, without really being able to kind of dig into your situation, is I would hold off filing unemployment as long as I possibly could. The unemployment rules for owner-operators, I haven't gotten real clear on them yet. We've never done that before. And there are so many weird little things in all these laws. I wouldn't want you to see you file for unemployment, only get a little bit of money and lock yourself out of these other programs. The way I understand this, and this doesn't mean it's right, it's just my best understanding right now, is that if your loan was accepted, it should be funded. But I'm in the same boat and I don't know the answer either. My best advice, hold off as long as you possibly can. Maybe even look at your local chamber of commerce and see if there are any local grants. They're going to be much smaller, but it might be enough to get you through a little ways till we can see clearer about what's going on. For example, we live in a very small town in the Gorge, and we have a Gorge Economic Activity Bureau, and they just sent us information yesterday that because we run a business in the Gorge, a small business, we are eligible for a $5,000 grant. And I'm going to go apply for it. we'll see what happens. And we'll put it to good use. I promise you, the Gorge here will get the benefit of that money if we end up getting it. So look around. There may be other programs you can find. Even small amounts might help get you through. But I would hold off filing unemployment as long as I possibly could. All right, from Gene, do you see a timeline for replenishing the triple P? If I could, I'd probably be a gazillionaire. The president can't answer that question yet, honestly, and that's the truth. Because here's the thing, the president can't issue the money. Congress has to do this. And right now, the Republicans wanna say, just cut the check for $250 billion and fund it and don't do anything else. But unfortunately, we need the Democrats to sign on to this. And the Democrats have said, sure, we'll give the $250 billion, but you got to give us this, 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 and this. I can't even get through their list. That's not going to happen. The Republicans are not going to give in to all of those demands. They may give in to some. So there's no timeline, because this is Congress and the president, and they have to work it out. This is our political process. It could be this afternoon, and it might never happen. We don't know that it's going to get funded. So there is no timeline, and if anybody tells you they know of one, they're lying. It's just our political process. All right, from Tim. I'm a fan of Dave Ramsey, as I know you are also. He advises his listeners not to apply for the triple P, because you can't trust the government to forgive the loan or treat it as a grant, as you have suggested. He says the rules are not as easy to follow and adhere to. He points to the federal student loan forgiveness. He's correct on all those things. I'm going to differ with him on this one. And I respect his opinion tremendously. I have a different opinion this time. And I explained it on the air this morning. You may have missed it. Matt brought it up. And I just disagree. Here's why. Let's just go with the what if you have to pay it back thing. I'm okay with that. It's a 1% freaking loan. And the payback should be pretty easy. So worst case scenario, if we're totally wrong and they make us all pay it all back, I'm okay. It's a 1% loan, cheap money. If it gets us through this, we'll deal with paying it back later. Will we get tripped up with some other rule in there? It's possible, but here's the thing. There is so much speculation going on right now, and we can't help but speculate. We don't have all the information. I know one thing. If they will give me the money right now, that is an absolute. I have money in my hand. I don't know what they're going to do with the rules later, and I can't even begin to guess. I'm willing to take a chance on an absolute. Money in my hand keeps me in business. The rules later might change. It might suck, but I'm going to deal with the rules later. I'm going to kick the can down the road as much as I hate doing that, and I'm going to go with what I know. I can't imagine sitting here having a business go out of business and tell my employees, sorry, I couldn't save this because I didn't take this loan. So for me, I respect the opinion of people who are thinking the other way. And this isn't an easy decision, but I've made mine, and that's what I'll continue to encourage other people to do. Thanks for bringing that up. I think it's an awesome topic, and I do think we need to talk about it. And hopefully we can keep it civil. I mean, hell, I'd love to have Dave Ramsey on my show. I think it'd probably go the other way. I'd love it to be on his show if he wanted me to, and we could talk about it. And I'm sure we could talk about it in a civilized manner. And I hope we all can, because the more we talk about these things, maybe he would bring up something that I don't know. And maybe I would change my mind. I kind of doubt it. I don't know how I could do any more reading than I already have, but who knows? My mind's open, but right now I'm not going to change it until I see a piece of information that I haven't seen yet. All right. From John, what are the better seeds for me to eat during keto? I'm eating pumpkin seeds. We could we could rate nuts and seeds based on how many carbohydrates they have and how much fat's in them and all kinds of different things. Are they higher, lower in lectins? And I don't like to get too technical like that. Nuts and seeds are a group of food that we do eat on keto. It's one of those that I would put a little bit of limitation on. Too many nuts and seeds could be a problem. And what I would say is rather than trying to pick like one and say, this is the best, I like the idea of variety. Eat as many different kinds of nuts and seeds as you can get your hands on. Macadamias and walnuts and pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and what other seeds can we eat? Just mix and match and get lots and lots of variety rather than trying to focus on one, what one seed might be the best or one, what one nut. All right, last question for right now. If I'm answering this question and you type in another one, I guess I'll keep going, but from Mark, oh, it's not a question, but an update that you asked for the other day. Mark says, I received the Triple P money for my company today. Thank you for informing us about this. Mark, congratulations. Of course, I have mixed feelings about the whole program. We know that, but I'm unbelievably happy that you got your money. I hope that the work we were able to do with ATBS and Continental Bank helps a lot of owner-operators get their piece of this money. We will continue to push. We'll continue to find ways to help you reach out and push until we get the money in the hands of the small trucking companies and owner-operators where it belongs. Now, I will, because I do try to keep an open mind about all of these things, I slammed the government pretty hard and the banks for focusing on the biggest loans first. There is some logical explanation for that. And as much as, you know, I hate to see that the smaller companies had to wait, we're all in this. And here is the kind of logical reason why that may have been done. The banks were overwhelmed. The system was completely overwhelmed. We knew that from the start. If you are a banker or anybody that was in this process and you sit down and you look and you say, look, here's a loan I could process that will save 300 jobs in one company. One loan, we save 300 jobs. Or here's 300 sole proprietors and I have to process 300 loans to save 300 jobs or 300 small businesses. As much as I hate that, I get it. And if we're all in this together, that may have been the better way to approach this. I hate to say that. And my hope is that we funded enough that it's not going to matter. Here's the other thing I would say when we're talking about owner-operators. And I said this at the beginning. I said we should wait to apply. I didn't realize how ugly this was going to get because we weren't hurt right away. Many businesses were hurt over a month ago, and we still have owner-operators busy right now. So in all fairness, maybe they did handle it correctly by doing bigger loans first. Let's, we've got some more. First Pres of Watertown, New York, okay. Trump recommending state-by-state approach to reopening economy, but you have rural versus urban divide in so many states. Any thoughts on how to address this difference? Absolutely. And I mentioned this on the show today. I don't know if I mentioned it in my open just now or not. I may have. I want all of the decisions to keep being pushed down locally. The farther we push them down locally, the better this is going to work. I say I want that. It sounds kind of arrogant. I hope that's what we do. And President Trump is already starting to show a leaning of that way. Let governors make statewide decisions. Hopefully the governors push decisions down to mayors and let mayors make decision in their areas and county officials. let's keep pushing the decisions down locally, and we will get better and better programs if we do that. And I hope that's what happens. John has a follow-up. So back to the 401k, should I contact them directly? When looking in my account, I didn't see anything. Yes, contact your brokerage or your 401k company just to find out if they have a special procedure for taking this money out or not. They may. So it's, again, it's all happening so fast, but that would be your first call, is to the company that is holding your 401k money and ask them. Another question, having trouble resetting password for Let's Truck Store.
Hey, Kevin, we reached out to them specifically as well.
Thank you. That one. I knew you guys would be on that. Thank you. Let's see. So a few months ago, you had a show. This is from John. So a few months ago, you had a show on financial. You gave 4 things to invest in. We do that shirt again. Show again, probably. You know what? I'm going to simplify it even more. I'm going to do something that might be considered a little odd, but I don't think so. I'm going to make this really, really easy for everybody. If you are going to put more money into the market right now, whether it's small amounts each month, like we talk about dollar cost averaging, which I think is the right way to do it. But for a lot of people right now, I'm going to do something I've hardly ever done in the past. This might be the time to turn off your retirement contributions. If you're at all worried you're going to have enough money to get through this, don't even bother putting it in right now. I know we could get it back out, but so if you have the money and you're comfortable and you want to keep investing, I'm okay with that too. I'm going to make it really, really simple. And I'm going to do this as well. Lisa and I have talked about it. We're looking at, you know, making some changes to our investments and maybe investing some more money during this time. And all of it, 100% of any new money I put into the market, going straight into the S&P 500. I'm not even going to mess with the other stuff. Here's why. Everything took a beating. Everything's probably going to come back at about the same rate. I'm not going to complicate this. The S&P 500 on its own has been an awesome investment forever. So let's just keep this easy. You know, it's kind of like the carnivore diet. Just eat meat, really easy to understand. My new investment diet, just the S&P 500. Nice and simple. All right, from Tim. I work as a mobile driver for a staffing company, and they fly me to a location to work at for 4 to 8 weeks at a time, and I stay in a hotel, usually without a kitchen. I want to start the keto diet, but I live out of a hotel room. Do you think this would be possible? Yes. A little challenging with flying. I'm trying to think of how we could do this. Oh, wait a minute. So there's two foods we can really focus on to keep keto simple and high quality nutrient dense. It's meat and vegetables. So meat canned is very, very convenient. You can travel with it. You could can your own and travel with it. There's some precautions you'd want to take, pressure and some other things, but it can be done. And vegetables fermented is a great way so that you don't always have to have fresh every couple of days. But here's the other thing. I travel extensively, moving from place to place. And with all of these grocery delivery services now, Instacart and all these others, well, you could have stuff delivered to your hotel every day. I know they're busy and, you know, you got to get in and all those things. But yeah, it's probably easier to do this now than it's ever been. You could take things from our store like beef sticks, nut butters, bone broth. Excellent choices that you can travel with easily. Need no refrigeration, no problem taking them on a plane. Between that and food delivery services and grocery delivery services, you should be able to do keto without a problem. Even really good, strict, nutrient-dense keto, if you wanted to, wouldn't be hard at all today. All right. It looks like we have wrapped up the questions, and looks like we went just about 40 minutes. So thanks, everybody, and good stuff. One quick one, possible ETA on the business stack. And a couple more starting to come in. So I'll keep going for a little bit, I guess. Here's what I'm a little disappointed with our digestive stack. It's still an awesome value. There are some practitioners that managed to get into that I absolutely wish wouldn't have been in there. And I'm going to take the blame on this one. The buck stops with me. I dropped the ball. Late in the game, I totally withdrew from all of the conference calls on this, and I just dropped the ball. Let's just leave it there. It's still a good value. We wouldn't have put it out if I wouldn't have thought it was a good value. It's not nearly as good as it could have been. So what I won't do that again. I am going to ask the company and everybody involved to just drop the business stack for now, not put any kind of a date on it at all, because this one, in my opinion, may be our best ever. I've got some great authors, you know, I've been talking to, and I don't want this to have the same problem that the digestive stack did, where we were all scrambling and too many distractions. So no ETA at all. It is going to happen, but I won't even look at a date till we get some clarification on what's going on. From Larry, I've not been able to listen to your program much this week. It was either last week or this Monday you were chatting with truckstop.com on the volume of freight from 700,000 loads dropping to 300,000 loads a day. What is the currently freight index and or available freight right now? I have been in the load boards most mornings, but I'm again so distracted with numbers right now in all areas. Monday, Brent Hutto will be joining me again from truckstop.com. And we are going to do that every Monday now. That is a regular segment. Every Monday, Brent Hutto from truckstop.com to update us on freight volumes and programs around the industry. And on Tuesdays, Todd Amon from ATBS will be joining us and updating us on loan programs and owner-operator numbers, how the owner-operators are faring. And these numbers will be coming right from P&Ls. This isn't somebody posting on Facebook saying, I'm still getting $3 a mile and you guys all suck. It's none of that. These are real numbers taken from real owner-operator accounting. So we will continue to update those things every Monday and Tuesday. Will we put the keto stack back up soon? Somebody from the team jump in. I know that was scheduled, I think. And I love the keto stack, so I think we could probably pull off a keto stack pretty easy. Anybody on the team know?
Hey, Kevin, it's going to be probably the middle of May when that launches.
Okay. And the reason we can launch the keto stack, and I don't really want to launch a business, the keto stack's already done. We know the practitioners. We loved the material that was in. That one was outstanding. And my plan was to make digestion that good, and I didn't. So, it looks like we're going to be launching the keto stack in May again. Let's see. From Donald. Kevin, I'm a single owner operator. Last part of 2019, purchased equipment. Now slow. Can I apply for help? You could still apply for EIDL loans. I think they're not going all that well. If I were you, I would start the PPP application process so that you start gathering up your paperwork, because it's kind of cumbersome. Nobody is accepting loans right now, but that could change in the next hour. Hell, it could have changed in the hour I've been sitting here talking. So we're hoping they open that program back up. You can also, you know, be applying to looking at your local chamber of commerce, see if there's any grant programs. I have been seeing grants and programs popping up out of the woodwork. They're coming out everywhere, which is awesome. So yeah, keep looking around. We will keep trying to tell you about the programs we're aware of, and we'll keep you as informed as we can. All right, that's gonna do it. No more questions. I'm closing that window. We'll do it again next Friday. And of course, I will see you back on Trucking Business and Beyond on Sirius all next week. Thanks, everybody. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Get out and dig in some dirt this weekend. If you can, if you're out there still driving, I appreciate the hell out of you. We all do. Keep driving, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.